United 93 is a film that painstakingly recreates the hijacking of that flight on 9/11. The fate of the plane, its crew, passengers, and hijackers is well known, and there's great value in depicting it on film. But in the last 2 weeks, the media leading up to the movie's release has been something of a referendum on the film. Audiences across the country even booed the trailer. The question, asked endlessly, is it too soon? That's something each of us has to answer for himself. At one point on my way to the theater, I turned my car around and headed for home, then turned it around again. No matter what kind of film United 93 turned out to be, making and releasing it at this time is, on the one hand, exploitive. Even the negative media attention has functioned as publicity. But thankfully, the film is a serious work made with great respect for what we know happened and with reasonable speculation where the facts are not known. The film's power comes from its mundane details: the process of fueling the plane, pilots chatting about last night's weather, an old woman who needs a glass of water to take her pills. There is virtually no Hollywood dialogue, and only two actors who are recognizable at all. The ordinary faces give the film a patina of reality, and though some of the parts are played by non-actors who lived them in real life, there's surprisingly little bad acting. We know that the film was made with the participation of many of the families of lost loved ones. You can sense the research that went into it and the desire not to trivialize the story. Throughout, somber music is used only sparingly. When it is used, it heightens the emotional impact to excruciating levels. United 93 is nearly apolitical, but it makes two strong points. In recreating who knew what and when, without pointing any fingers, it shows us how unprepared we were. The idea that planes could be hijacked and used as missiles was the stuff of Tom Clancy thrillers. When the picture finally starts to develop, no one appears to be in charge. The FAA isn't communicating with NORAD, and NORAD has no idea what its procedures should be. It takes hours to get the fighters in the air, and then they're sent in the wrong direction. No one knows whether the fighters even have the authority to shoot down civilian aircraft. NORAD finally learns that this requires the direct approval of the president, but by the time they get that approval, at 10:18, it's all over, and the message was never passed to the fighter pilots anyway. The film's second political purpose is more subtle and controversial. We see one of the hijackers making a phone call, repeating, "I love you," three times. Later, the passengers, who also know they are going to die, do the same thing. The cabin is full of the sounds of weeping and "I love you." The film begins with the hijackers praying. Later, as the plane nears its destiny, the passengers say the Lord's Prayer, and the hijackers in the cockpit pray to Allah. The writer-director, Paul Greengrass, is committed to presenting the facts, and one of those facts is that the terrorists were human, capable of love, and believed they were doing God's will. Throughout the film, you can feel Greengrass' passion to get it all right. This is an effective and honorable film. United 93 is playing at Showplace West. This and other theater and music reviews are available online at wfiu.indiana.edu. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.